Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're deep diving into some company numbers now, and this time reflecting on Mr. Price. They came out with their full-year annuals this today, showing revenue increasing by 15%. Bear in mind, though, that there are some acquisitions, like the likes of Studio 88, that worked in their favor, that have come through, but it's the more than 200 million rand cost of load shedding that has impacted the company's earnings as well. To give us some perspective on this, especially from a retail investor's point of view, so that you and I can understand it, just beyond just the stores we go into, but understanding the investment, the company, the nuances thereof, is Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lap. Simon, always a pleasure to speak to you, and thanks again for your time.
Google, it's always my honor. And disclaimer up front, I hold shares in Mr. Price, which may color the story as we chat.
You and I both, but I think I'm a little bit more objective, I guess, here, Simon, but appreciate the disclaimer. I guess first things first, funny enough, when I was speaking to Wayne a moment ago, reflecting on South African businesses that have had a tough time in Nigeria, we counted a few, and then I quickly recalled that Mr. Price at some point was also invested in that market. And given what we're seeing with MTN, with MultiChoice, the macroeconomics there, just again reminding us that it's a tough environment to actually do business in, right?
Ugo, you've got a way better memory than I. I had forgotten Mr. Price had gone into Nigeria. And truthfully, during the ad break, I quickly went to Google. And they did. They went in 2011 and they exited in 2021. They spent a decade in Nigeria. And we see this. It's not just Nigeria, it's Australia. That's been a death ground for many a South African business, with a few exceptions. But it's particularly in the retail space, leaving your home market. I think retailers misunderstand how nuanced and specific and unique their home market is. And then they look into a new market and try their hand and come woefully short. And the biggest retailer in the world, Walmart, has had similar problems. I mean, Europe was a disaster for them. We could argue that their acquisition of Massmart was not a roaring success either. It's tough leaving your home market. It's kind of a case of stick to your knitting. But what happens is you saturate your market, and now you're an ex-growth stock. You're not growing anymore. Mm-hmm. You're just sort of doing GDP / inflation growth. Nice, but not special. So you look for new markets to enter into, and it usually ends poorly.
Definitely. Speaking of nice, but not special, is that how you'd characterize Mr. Price numbers today?
I think that's a great characterization. The market, as Wayne was saying, initially it priced it up to 197 odd rand. That was up 6 odd percent. It closed the day a little under a percent down. I think nice. We they'd given us an update to the 13 weeks for December, so we had a sense of what was coming. We understand the South African consumer who is under extreme pressure. You and I have spoken many times around that. And also the challenges, the logistic challenges. Eskom, you mentioned the Eskom bill that they're incurring. Port logistics, we're seeing problems with ports and physically getting goods through those ports and having to extend your timeline simply to ensure you get the stock on time incurs you money, and particularly on the inventory side. So it is a tough environment. I thought, all things considered, I would probably give them a B for the results, considering the environment that they're in.
Very true. The environment has really been a significant influence in their performance. An acquisition did work in their favor, though. Studio 88.
Yeah, so Studio 88, I mean, it certainly helped, and it certainly added a nice sort of boost to the numbers. And to their credit, they give you both numbers. So group sales were up 15.5%, but if you exclude Studio 88, it was only up 5.8%. Their profit from Studio 88 was a little bit modest, but it's a new acquisition. And what we need to trust, and Mr. Price and the management certainly have experience in this, is their ability to integrate. And as they integrate, they see the benefits of the broader Mr. Price system, central ordering, warehousing, etc. And so I think the profits from Studio 88, the revenue came in, the profits a little low, But that will pick up over the years ahead as they properly integrate and make that into a part of the broader logistic part of the business.
Mm. And that's a significant point you raised there, because they really do need to manage their operational costs, because from a macroeconomic point of view, I'm assuming the pressure will still be on us as South African consumers. Inflation has still been slightly elevated despite it slowing down or cooling. And interest rates, really not much of a positive indicator we've been hearing from the MPC as to when we can anticipate a cut. So does this also mean that looking at not only Mr. Price, but many other clothing retailers, that again, operations need to be lean in order to guarantee some level of survival and sustainability?
You're 100% right. That said, we have in South Africa, we have the best grocers in South Africa, ShopRite, Google, you've spoken about that many times. But we also have really, really good retailers, and Mr. Price is up there. I mean, Mr. Price stands on a global stage in terms of clothing retailing. It is tough out there. Everyone knows that. Your listeners are, and you and I are experiencing this in real time. We totally understand that. But if we think forward a year, now the FOMC, the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, the dot plots, which truthfully I'd never heard of until about a year ago, suggest only one rate cut in America, which means we might only get one or perhaps two cuts over the rest of this year. But if we go forward into a year's time, we've probably, my optimistic view is inflation down 1%, interest rates down 1%, so prime at 10.75. Inflation, the MPC is expecting it to be at the middle of their target range by the middle of next year, so 4.5%. There's a picture in which the consumer is under less pressure than they are now. And that's not unimportant, particularly in clothing, which is broadly a discretionary category. I mean, at some point, our socks have holes in them and we need to replace them. But broadly, clothing's discretionary. And if things start to pick up, quick example, if interest rates are 1% down over the next year, we're saving 600 Rand per 1 million Rand bond. That just puts money back into households. And that's not insignificant. That money will go to paying off debt. It'll be to feeding the family, to savings, investments, but it'll also go to discretionary spending. Mm,
that's very true, and we certainly are focused on that as South African consumers. What also stood out for me was credit sales grew by 1.7% at Mr. Price. Cash sales constitutes 88% of group retail sales. So that also tells us that we as South Africans are responding to the environment by spending what we can. But Mr. Price is not the only store that has witnessed this. There's Pepco that has a plethora of brands under its umbrella, namely Pep and Ackermans and the likes. And it does seem as though the competition is heating up in the affordable retail space. Pepco versus a Mr. Price. As an investor, how are you evaluating the landscape here?
That's a great question. The Pep results were good. Fun fact, Pep sold 7 out of 10 smartphones that are sold in South Africa. Sure. Not the fancy overpriced Apples and Samsungs, but the perfectly functional Samsung and other brands that sold for 500 Rand to 1,000 Rand. They sold 7 out of 10. The Pep numbers were also good. And we've seen it come through. And to your point, there is a competition here between the two of them. And in retail, when you've got a competitor, and you're always invariably going to have a competitor, you've essentially got two ways to try and outmaneuver them. The one is head-on, and you do discounting and the like, and that's one strategy that ShopRite has taken against Pick and Pay and Spar, and it's worked. The other is to differentiate yourself and to try and put yourself in a different consumer mindset. And when I think of the Pepco brands, Ackermans and the like, and I compare that against Mr. Price, I can see a difference in my mind, and I can see when I shop at which and understand who shops at which means it doesn't make it less competitive. It is a very competitive environment out there, but you position yourself ever so carefully so that almost in a sense you can both live, because you focus on different parts of the market. On the edges, you absolutely clash, and for example, in the mobile space, Mr. Price has an offering. They would sincerely love it to be a much bigger offering. Pepcor is absolutely winning that. And it's the mechanics of how you lure that consumer. A quick point on the cash sales. Mm-hmm. I'd like cash sale businesses because in the tough times, they really show you their mettle. The fact that Mr. Price is able to grow from cash, not from credit, really tells you the quality of a business.
Mm, definitely. I guess it's quite clear. This one is a stock you're still holding then, I'm assuming, Simon?
I am. I hold Mr. Price. I've had it for maybe 6 months or so far. But I have to say, when I look at the others, I mean, the Truist chart, the Ficini Group chart, they're all interesting me. They're all, if my optimistic scenario plays out for a year ahead and I look at their current technical places, I think there's opportunity in the sector now, and I think folks are well worth giving it a long hard look.
I'm glad you mentioned that there's still opportunity, because a lot of us have also been threatened or seeing the threat of Shein and Temu. Does that still play some kind of consequence in the South African retail space?
It absolutely does. You can't avoid the fact that there are, and I don't know what your social media and web surfing experiences were, but a month ago I couldn't blink without seeing a Temu advert.
Right?
They were absolutely everywhere. Sure. The prices are crazy. Legislation is changing, so you will pay full import duties, tariffs as of 1 July on clothing. That's 45% plus VAT. Previously, for smaller parcels, you were only paying 20%. But this remains a threat to the local retailers. I can remember way back 20 years ago, and I would think to myself, no one's going to buy clothes online. I need to try it on.
Right.
I need to check the color and make sure it fits. And truthfully, I was wrong in that many other people, and even myself included, have done the online shopping experience for clothes. And it is a challenge and a threat to the online retailers. The Ficini Group last week, they've got their Bash, which is the sort of collection of brands in one online portal, and they're doing well. I mean, they're seeing some big numbers coming through on that. Of course, we've got 60/60, but it does present a opportunity in terms of they can do what they fancily call omnichannel, in other words, store and online. But it does also create a threat. It means a business that you'd never heard of out of China is suddenly a competitor to you.
So interesting how things and times do change. I used to be one of those people saying I would never buy groceries online. Post the pandemic, it's the only thing I do. So you're quite right. Our behavior certainly changes. Simon, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you so much for giving us such context on the clothing retail space in South Africa and unpacking Mr. Price's earnings for us tonight. Appreciate your time.
Google it, always my honor. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Simon Brown, the founder of Just One Lap.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.